total acceptance and unconditional love for each one of us. The Gospel writer Luke opens this passage by telling us that Jesus is traveling towards Jerusalem along the border of Samaria and Galilee. For the Jews of this day, it was about the same as the imaginary border between East Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. Or in New York, the same difference between Harlem and the Upper East Side. Anyway, it was in dangerous and very risky territory. No self-respecting Jew would ever go near Samaria, or worse yet, have anything to do with a Samaritan. These Samaritans were simply riffraff. They were unclean. So here is Jesus walking in treacherous territory, and suddenly he is confronted with a group of derelicts, or worse yet, lepers. Here I think it's very important for us to remember what the Jews thought of lepers. A leper, in the scriptural sense, stands for anyone who is repulsive, unwanted, physically ugly, or an outcast. A leper was thought to come down with a disease by committing some sort of spiritual crime. It's very similar to the connection that some people use to make between AIDS and gays many years ago. In other words, they caught the disease because they were living a sinful life. So the leper was thought to have broken a law, and the disease was thought to be a punishment from God. So if a person had a sore in their body, he or she would go to a priest, and the priest would look at it and give a verdict. If it was a pimple, okay. More often than not, it was diagnosed as leprosy. Once a person caught leprosy, you're banned from society. These people are lepers, live like animals in caves or shacks. They were covered with vermin, and they smelled of decaying flesh. People tied bells around their necks to warn others of their approach. Can you imagine anything more inhumane? Healthy people would hear them coming, would run away as fast as they could. So by telling us that the leper was also Samaritan, St. Luke was trying to create a double whammy. The person who came up to Jesus was about as repulsive as anyone could get. The Samaritan was unacceptable in both the rational and social sense. Here Jesus was going beyond what was considered acceptable behavior. Associating with lower-class lepers and sinners simply was not done. And it was his very behavior that was going to be his downfall. Why cure the Samaritan? Why walk the extra 5 miles when 1 mile is perfectly fine? But Jesus is trying to make the point to us that there is no such thing as a meaningless human encounter. People are placed in our path for a particular reason. This is what some mean when they say our lives are planned by God. What Jesus is saying is that we don't pick and choose who we love. We don't love only those we like. We don't discriminate anymore than Jesus discriminated. So we need to stop walking around with high airs. and stop limiting ourselves to our own little group. We need to stop writing people off and cutting people out of our lives. Yes, admit it. We all do it. It doesn't matter how honest we are with ourselves. Jesus came into this world to transform it. He came to change the ugly into the beautiful, the unacceptable into the acceptable. And this is what we mean when we say that Jesus redeemed us. Like we redeem a soda can at Vons or Ross. Here we change the negative into the positive, transforming trash into something which is useful. By giving us Jesus, God shows us his total love and acceptance for each one of us. Yes, with all our problems, neuroses, and imperfections. So God gave us Jesus, and now, what are we supposed to do? What does Jesus expect from us? Well, only to be models and imitators of him in the very special way that he shows unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. And this universal love and forgiveness that Jesus expects us to give is not easy. We must die to ourselves. We must empty ourselves, just as Jesus did. And this is a continual process in which we struggle. Jesus tells us that the grain of wheat must die before there is new life. By coming down to earth and becoming one with us, Jesus is telling us that unconditional love and forgiveness is what it means to be fully human and fully alive. This is what it means to build the kingdom of heaven here on earth. This is the only way that we humans can ever glorify God.